Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In our call to worship, David said, Psalm 121, verse 1, I will look up unto the hills, for where comes my help? He said, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I don't know where you have gone to all your life, and life still look burdensome, stressful, worrisome. Depression, sickness, trouble here and there. But I'm glad to let you know that there's an helper in the house. His name is Jesus Christ. Come unto me, O ye that labored and an heavy burden. He said, I will give you rest. I welcome you to your day of rest. I want you to look up unto God right now as David. Lord, I come to you and I receive your help from heaven. Bring me to the place of rest. I must rest and rest indeed. Lift up your voice with all the expectation you can mutter and go before God and say, Lord, I am before you again. Send me your help. I'm not looking to man this time. I'm looking up unto you. Send me your help. For the Lord will send forth his rod out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of your enemies. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain help in the time of need. If you are like me, you want to express your expectation. Lord, send me help. My lawyers have failed me. My doctors have failed me. People have failed me. But Lord, you cannot fail. Send me your help, Jesus. My eyes look upon to you. Let me not be ashamed. Let me not be ashamed. Let me not be ashamed. Lord, send me your help. Send us your help, Jesus, this morning. Bring everyone to the place of rest. And let it be rest indeed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody believe God aloud, amen. Amen. You believe God aloud, amen. Amen. Your amen can be bigger. You believe God louder, amen. Amen. I can tell you for truth. Jesus, the helper, is in the house. That is the truth of all truth. Jesus, the helper, is in the house. Don't care the tight corner you are in, but Jesus is bringing you out. Do I have a believer in the house? I say Jesus is bringing you out. Your amen can be louder. I say Jesus is bringing you out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please don't take your seat yet. Just look at your neighbor to the left and right and tell them Jesus is bringing you out. Jesus is bringing you out. Jesus is bringing you out. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Good news, good news, good news. Amen. Just two things we need to do while we are standing before we hear the word. First, today we celebrate Pentecost Day across the world. Amen. If the Holy Ghost never came, I'm not sure we'll be standing here. Jesus did a marvelous, glorious work, but he said, you know what? I will not leave you what? Comfortless. I will send the helper. Aren't you glad to know the helper is already here? Hallelujah. And from that Pentecost one day to Pentecost today, the destinies of men are still changing. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence taketh it by force. Every good work of the helper, which is the Holy Ghost, it will find expression in your life. I didn't hear your amen. I want to hear a louder amen, please. Number two, in the month of May, the world celebrates Children's Day. Hallelujah. For us in UK, May the 10th was our celebration. And for our own mission, this Tuesday coming 27 is going to be the celebration of Children's Day in these two key nations. Amen. And because it's the month of May, we are in May, and we are about to wrap off May, the best thing we can ever do is appreciate our children. Hallelujah. Please give Jesus a big hand. And those of you who have not yet, your children is arriving. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 13, they put that on the screen. And please, I like what the media have done. They put that up. Say all your children. One of the things I do is I don't pray my word. I just pray scriptures. And that's why God answered me quickly. God cannot change his word. Praise the Lord. Let them put that on the screen. And with all the grace you can mutter, even if you have not given birth to children, just begin to see your children's children. Lord, my children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. Lift up every winner's children worldwide. This is the best time to pray. You can't keep quiet for the destiny of our children. Lord, we prophesy. They shall be taught of the Lord. None of them will go out of the Lord. And great shall be their peace. That means our children will enjoy all and rest as well. Lord, we call all our children into the realm of peace. Peace in their spirit. Peace in their soul. Peace in their body. Peace in their future. Peace in their present. Every challenge in the life of our children, it comes to an end today. We speak the word over them. They shall be taught of the Lord. There is no wayward child in our midst. There is no sick child in our midst. There is no troubled child in our midst. There is no disabled child in our midst. Every one of them are enabled. Every one of them are empowered. There shall be signs and wonders into their world. And we thank you because we know it is so. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And church, if you agree with me, your amen can be louder, please. Father, we stand again as a church and we release blessing over our children. Blessing over our children. They are blessed spiritually. Blessed emotionally. Blessed physically. We decree that our children shall be taught of the Lord. Great shall be their peace. They will keep enjoying peace. In the academic, peace. In their body, peace. In their career, peace. Every one of our children shall be signs and a wonder. In the name of Jesus, they will be kingdom celebrities. None of them will die young. They will fulfill their future. They will fulfill their days. Any sentence of death and sentence of sickness over any one of our child, we pray over them. They are rescued in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Everyone who is the parent and the guardian, Lord, we decree that grace to continue to do the needful, to train our children to become what you want them to be. Lord, that grace is released upon us.
And every family believing God for the fruit of the womb, I stand as a privileged priest in the house. And I decree that God will visit you like Sarah. You will carry your babies according to the number that you desire. The limits are lifted up. Biologically, scientifically, physically, generationally, whatever is the limit to the fruit of the womb, they are lifted in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Again, I release blessing on our teachers. Our children's teachers, you are blessed. Our teens' teacher, you are blessed. Because you are sowing good seed, you and your children will keep enjoying good blessings.
So shall it be. I think the best time to give Jesus a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Are you glad you came to church? Welcome your neighbor to the right and to the left and tell them you are welcome to church. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Today is our covenant day of all-round rest. And I want you to get set. Because forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. An encounter with the settled word can settle any destiny, any day, any time. We are going to continue in our series, Unveiling the Wonders of the Word, part 3. Among other things, we have said that God's word is pregnant with wonders. When a woman is pregnant, you know what is forthcoming. Psalm 119 verse 18. The same way God's word is pregnant with wonders. But it takes applied revelation to draw out from the wonders that the word carries. John chapter 2 and verse 5, he said, whatever it tells you to do, he said, do it. In verse 11, he said, this beginning of miracles, Jesus began to manifest forth his glory, and his disciples believed him. In James 1 and verse 22, the Bible says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Therefore, doing what the word says to do is what commits God's integrity to perform in our life. What are some of the wonders that the word carries? Number one, God's word is a spiritual seed. Please, somebody say that with me. Luke 8 and verse 11. The parable is this. It said, the seed is the word. That means that the word is in seed form, not in fruit form. It comes first in seed form. Any farmer that despises the seed has equally despised his harvest. True of us. In 1 Peter 2 and verse 23, the Bible says, the seed is incorruptible. That means God's word, once it is grounded and planted in our hearts, it cannot be corrupted. It cannot be destroyed. We must know that the tiniest of any seed, when sown, has the potential to become a great forest. Are you with me this morning? Mark 4:32 and 33.
the potential to become a great forest. So you must see the future in the seed. When it is sown, not when it's in your hand. Thank you, Jesus. When it is sown, where it should be sown, it should be sown in our heart. Luke 8 and verse 15. A good and an honest heart. The seed is good, but once the heart is not good, there is no fruit. No matter how good the seed, if the ground is a bad ground, will it produce? So stop blaming the seed of the word. Blame the state of your heart. Look at the seed of the word, because the word abided forever. The word cannot fail. The word is incorruptible. If there is anything we should look at, is the content of the heart of the man. Number two, God's word provides access to divine nature. First of all, we must realize that God and his word, they are the same. John chapter 1 from verse 1 all the way to 5. In John 6 and verse 63, the Bible says, the word I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Life. The life of God resides in his word. So in 2 Peter 1 and verse 4, the Bible says we become partakers of his divine nature through the knowledge. Through the knowledge. Once we come in contact with his word, we are partakers of the same nature. Whatever life is what carries, that same life is what we can reflect. No wonder John 1 and verse 3 and verse 4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of man. Can you see that? The life of the word became the light of the man. When the life of God's word settles in your life, it becomes a light in your life that can shatter every darkness. And in verse 5, it says, and the light shine in darkness. And the darkness, no matter how powerful the darkness is, cannot withstand it. What does that mean? There is no devil that is devil enough that can stand the word. There is no devil. So the higher the revelation of God's word that we have in our hearts, the greater God's nature that will begin to manifest. It's called DNA. Divine nature attributes. Divine nature attributes. At one point, they saw Paul in Acts 19, numbers 14 and 15. They said that God has come unto us in the likeness of men. If you hear, say, I hear. As he not said in his word, he said, ye are gods. Psalm 82 and verse 5 all the way. He said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. And somebody was seen and looked at and said, now you are a God. Why? Because he began to manifest his divine nature attribute. Whatever you may be going through right now, I want you to know that as the word of God settles in your heart, your future is secured. Amen. Somebody say, believe in amen. Amen. Number three, God's word is medicinal. Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 20 all the way to 23. Let's read that very quickly. Proverbs 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my word. Incline your ears to my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Let the word become your focus.
not the medical report. Because whatever you cannot despise, you cannot win. Keep them in the midst of your heart. What does that mean? Let it become your thinking so that it can become your living. Why is that so? He said, for they are life unto them that found. Not to everyone, to them. And they are what? Health. Somebody say health. Somebody say health. Somebody say health. So the word gives life and the word can be health. The word health there means medicinal. Remember, according to Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 19 to 22, particularly verse 22 and 23, it says the word is the balm in Gilead. Is the balm in Gilead. Is the balm in Gilead. The word carries healing power. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent forth the word, and the word healed them, and the word delivered them, like somebody will be delivered tonight. I didn't hear your amen. I said, I didn't hear your amen. In Matthew 4:23, Jesus sat down with them, and the Bible says he was casting out evil spirit. How was he doing it? And he was healing all manners of sicknesses and all manners of diseases. He's the same. He has not changed. Matthew 8:16. He was using his words to wrought wonders. His word. Please don't downplay God's word. When you hear the medical reports, that is what is called the happening. What you must do is that you must look for God's word. Go for the word. What does the word say concerning this medical issue? Thank you, Father. Let God be true. And all man be a what? We know there is a fact that there is a medical condition, but there is also a truth. There is also a truth. There is also a truth. Let God be true and all man be a what? A liar. Whose report will you believe? In Luke 5:17, he was teaching and preaching, and the power of God was present to heal. The power of God goes with his word to heal us. So the more we inject the word in our mind, in our system, the more the word begins to carry out its medicinal virtues in us. Its medicinal virtue. Look at the case of a man the Bible painted in Job chapter 33, verse 21 to 25. Thank you, Jesus. Job 33, verse 21. His flesh has been consumed away that they cannot be seen. And his bone that were not seen, they stick out. Yea, his soul is drawing near to the grave and his life to the destroyer. He's talking about a pathetic case. The case of a man that looks like he's going to death, the dungeon of death. Next, please. But if there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, that can show this same man what is uprightness, what is his right based on the word. If I can show you, if you can see your right from the word, he said, then he shall be gracious unto him. I see grace coming for somebody. Mana Korea Kemesto Valiabaya. He said, deliver him from going to the pits, for I have found what? A ransom. A ransom is coming for somebody. A ransom is coming for someone. I say a ransom is coming for someone. By the power of the word of the Lord, a ransom is coming for somebody. Every sick in our midst, a ransom is coming for you. Jesus took your place so that you can take his place. He carried your pain. He carried your grief. I therefore decree that a ransom is coming for you today. Is there a believer in the house? I said a ransom is coming for you today. I said a ransom is coming for you today. I said a ransom is coming for you today. Verse next. Thank you, Jesus. His flesh shall now become fresher as a child. And he shall return to what? To the days of his youth. Unusual strength. Unusual recovery. A believer in the house is saying louder amen. Amen. Unusual strength. As if he was never sick before. Were you ever sick? Well, I never knew, but it looks like you were never sick. Brand new kidney. Brand new heart. The lady said, they said there's no need for the heart surgery anymore. All is fine with you now. She shared her testimony this morning. Did you hear that? How we stand in that same God that can do that same miracle. He has not changed. Are you with me this morning? He's the same today. He's the same forevermore. I stand in the faith on the line and I decree over you and your family member that that sickness shall not be unto death. I decree a ransom for them. By the blood they are coming out. By the blood they are coming out. By the blood they are coming out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If the word is a seed, if the word carries divine nature, and if the word can rot a medicine value, how do I tap into the wonders that is in the word? Number one, I must commit to walk in faith. By the word. I must commit to walk in faith by the word. For we walk by faith and not by the feeling. 2 Corinthians 5:7. The feeling will never agree with your faith, in case you are waiting. It is your faith that will give you your miracle. And the feeling will catch up. Somebody say, I hear. That's why a lot of people don't get healing quick. They are waiting to feel healed. No, you don't have to feel healed to be healed. You faith healing to receive healing. Every provision of scriptures is answerable by your faith. Luke 1:45. For blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance. The performing power of the word relies on your faith. Therefore, until you believe it, you cannot become it. John chapter 1 and verse 12. As many as received them, he gave them power to become, even to them that believe. The prophet of God's word is only answerable to our faith. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2. It said the gospel was preached to us. The same gospel was also preached to them. But the word that was preached did not profit them because they didn't mix it with their faith. Not everybody that is hearing is believing. That's why not everyone is seeing. We are all here in church, but not everyone is believing. Some people are still doubting. James 1, verse 6. James 1, verse 6. James 1, verse 6. Let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and is tossed. Verse 7. Everyone, let's read one to go. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the... Don't even think of it. You don't have faith. You are not who the person God is looking for.
Number two, we must connect or commit to walking in the covenant of scriptures. Commit to walking in the covenant of scriptures. Please know the Bible is not just a book to quote. It's a book to live. It's a book to live. James chapter 2 and verse 18. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Verse 24. For faith without work. Faith without work. Faith without work. It does not answer to quoting. It answers to doing. The word you will not work cannot work in your life. It does not answer to confessing. It answers to doing. A lot of confused people in church. I said in the midweek service thereabout, in one of it, I said, the word of God is not for negotiation. It's for execution. Execution. John 2 and verse 5. Whatever he tells you to do, don't talk it. Just do it. And when you do it, commande, ebrike la fosia balaya. Genesis chapter number 22, verse 16. When you do it, get down to that scripture, please. And I said, by myself, I commit, thus says the Lord. Because you have done. Can you see that? Marata kakwa tenekelekaya. God is not committed to quotas. God is not committed to preachers. God is not committed to thinkers. God is committed to doers. You don't do, you remain where you are. You can be quoting, you still be confused. As a matter of fact, keep quoting. People will start doubting what you are quoting. I thought you said you shall not be poor. Why are you still poor? I said, well, God will do it. No, you will do your own. Quotas. Doers is a covenant keeping God, not a Father Christmas God. Psalm 89, verse 34. Jeremiah 33, verse 20 to 21. I won't break my covenant. I don't break covenant. So you can stand on the integrity of God's word, believing that whatever you have committed yourself to do, God will definitely bring the change. If you hear, say I hear. What next? Commit to the ministry of a teaching priest. A teaching priest. Jeremiah 3 and verse 15. I will give you pastors according to my own heart. They will feed you with knowledge and with wisdom. The first job of your pastor is not to pray for you, is to feed you. Are you catching that now? Did you see the scripture? Did he say they will pray for you? What did he say? What do they feed you with? So when you come to church, what are we feeding you with? 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 Knowledge and wisdom. Now look at the next verse. Look at what will now happen to you. Everybody read. And it shall come to pass when you be multiplied and increase in the land. In those days, says the Lord, they shall say no more the ark of the covenant of the Lord, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, neither shall that be done anymore. When I feed you with wisdom, with knowledge and understanding, you go into the week and begin to multiply. That's how it works. Pastor, pray for me. It's secondary. Pastor, show me what I need to do. It's primary. And sometimes some people come to church, they already made up their mind.
pastor said, love your wife. He said, don't talk to me like that. What kind of wife? Love what? Did you know my wife? I don't need to know your wife. I don't need to know the work you do. But you shall know the truth. My brother, the truth will set you free. Keep arguing. Keep arguing. Keep negotiating. Keep talking as if you are the only one that created the world. When your eyes see pepper, you relax. That's the challenge of most men. They are too proud of themselves. Too proud. When the word of God can no longer correct you, you have become proud. Your head is becoming bigger than your neck. Now think of it. When the head of a man is bigger than the neck, what's the problem with the neck? The neck can no longer carry the head. True of us. Have you seen a monster before? You shall not be a monster. I say you shall not be a monster. Connect. See, when I find my pastor, I settled there. Now, believe me, you may not do that, but this is me. Bishop Oyedepo is my pastor. He's my pastor. Before I met him, God had been telling me about him. That's before I met him. So some of us didn't come because we were invited. Some of us came because God brought us here. As a young guy, I am a drunk, addicted Baptist boy. But as a Baptist boy, as I stand praying as a young chap, a teenager, I see a man come in my prayer room and will be talking to me in visions of the day, visions of the night. That's why, see, there's nothing you can do. Some of us, we are here to stay. I'm telling you the truth. I had to beg my biological parent to say, I know we are Baptist, but there is a pastor I have been seeing. And God told me, this is your pastor. As a young boy. But today, my father is roaring over the devil. I'm also roaring over the devil anywhere I am. That's the truth. Replicating the same grace. That's the truth. Even though the content is small, what is inside is bigger than the content. It's bigger than the vessel. I can count in 5 fingers how many Sundays I've missed church. 5. 5. Since 2002. Do you know how many times we have missed church? I said, oh, but you know you are a pastor. Shut up. I was not a pastor. I met my pastor when I was at age 12. 12. From 12 years old, by grace, I am 40-something today. 5 fingers, sir. These days, I have missed church. You in a year, we can't count even in your... You miss WSF, miss midweek, miss everything. And you say, you're my pastor. Which pastor? Which pastor? Please, let's wake up. This Bible work, a lot of us are just too full of ourselves. You know, I will know God by myself. We are not debunking that. But hear this. There are certain things God will not show you. Yes. He will have to show you through what? He sent priests. If all the children of Israel will not hear Moses, they will never enter the promised land. True of us. I will give you. It wasn't man speaking. I will give you pastors after my heart. I'm not talking about people who is looking for your money. Like you will never find one in this church. If anybody in this church tell you about prayer and connect it to money, please come and report the person to me. Because it does not happen here. There are certain places before you see the pastor, you have to book, you have to do subscription, you have to pay, you have to do all of that. Yeah, the reason we say you should book is so that all of you don't come at once. Can you imagine if everybody just come at once? It's an emergency, two of us. So let's plan who are those coming. That's all. It's for planning and for strategy and for structure. Apart from that, not even Bishop Devo Oedipo. Not. So let's relax and connect with the prophets that God has sent to you. When I hear my Father and the Lord, it's as if I'm reading the Bible. I don't think twice. I don't. Because the Bible says, he shall feed you. And whatever I feed you with, he said, you shall increase and blossom in the land. Somebody say, I hear. A new dawn is dawning for you. I say, a new dawn is dawning for you. So if you have a teaching priest, all you need to do is connect. Settle down and connect. Particularly, if this church is your church, listen to what you hear from the altar. Sometimes, God is speaking through the vessel to you. Not that anybody is discussing your matter. Please. Thank you, Jesus. I say, thank you, Jesus. I say, thank you, Jesus. Today is our covenant day of all unrest. And in the name of Jesus, every one of us, we are coming to that place of rest. Amen. Somebody who believe God, say a louder amen. Amen. I say, somebody who believe God, say a louder amen. Amen. I say, you are coming to a place of rest. I say, you are coming to a place of rest. Amen. Let me begin by saying that all round rest is God's will for us. Somebody say it's the will of God. All round rest is the will of God. It's not an abstract thing. It's the will. It's God's will. John 14:27. My peace I will leave with you. My peace I have given you, not as the world giveth. Can you see that? All unrest. Let not your heart be troubled. When you come to a place of all unrest, it rescues you from all kinds of trouble. Somebody say, I hear. From today, you won't see trouble again in your life. There will be no trouble in your family. I want you to look at the scriptures, please. Let the scriptures paint itself. Joshua 21:44. Joshua 21:44. Quickly, please. Joshua 21:44. Everyone, let's read one to go. And the Lord gave them rest roundabout, according to all that they swore unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of their enemies before them. The Lord deliver all their enemies in their hand. Say louder, amen. Read the first line of it. Want to go again, everyone? And the Lord gave them all round rest. Can you see that rest can be roundabout? 2 Chronicles chapter 15 and verse 15. 2 Chronicles 15 and verse 15. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read it again. It's on the screen. One to go, everyone. And all Judah rejoice at the oath, for they have sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their whole heart. And it was found of them, and the Lord gave them rest. Can you see? It's still God that gives it. You can't find it anywhere in the market. Rest! Round about. Like the kind that God gave to Abraham. Pastor, is it possible to have everything working for you? Yes. I'm telling you, it's yes. Because if it is not the will of God, God will not say it. All things worketh together for good. Look at Genesis 24 verse 1. And God blessed Abraham in everything. Lord, bring me to this place. I don't want family to be working and finance is not working. It's not your will. Everything is supposed to be. Somebody say, I'm getting there. Louder, you can say, I'm getting there. By this service today, I am getting to a place of all-round rest. Say louder, I'm getting to the place of all-round rest. Loudest, I'm getting to the place of all-round rest. But you see, in the kingdom, nothing is for free. Five keys to all-round rest, and we pray. Number one, be born again. Why is that so?
Revelation 3:20, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. If you open, I will come. So if you don't open, I can't come. And I'm only the one that can give. As we saw in John 14:23, I'm the only one that can give you peace. So if you don't allow me in, there's no way you can get it. In Isaiah 9 verse 6, the Bible calls him the Prince of Peace. Of peace, rest can be learned. Matthew 11:28-29. He said, come and learn of me, and you shall find rest for your soul. Verse 29. Come and learn of me, and you shall find rest for your soul. So you can learn it. Number three, stay in love with God. Somebody say, I will stay in love with God. All things always work together for good to them that love God. The more you are in love with God, the more your lover will bring you to a place of permanent rest. Number four, settle down with God and settle down in his house. 2 Samuel 7 and verse 10. Settle down with God and settle down in his house. And five, as we pray, don't assume. Come into a covenant to serve God and the interest of his kingdom, which is the jackpot for all unrest. Come to a place where God and his kingdom become your priority. 2 Chronicles 15, verse 12 to 15. That is the anchor scripture. And then we pray. Hallelujah. I want you to look at this scripture again. 2 Chronicles 15. I read verse 12 and we go on the way to 15. It says, and they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their father with all their heart and with all their soul. Verse next, 13. Read together, church. And whosoever will not, let it be put to death. Whether it be small, whether it be man, or there will be woman. And they swore to the Lord with a loud voice, in shouting, in trumpet, with cornet. And 15, everybody want to go. All Judah, rejoice. They swore in the heart. And found of them. And the Lord gave them what? Verse 19. Thank you, Jesus. Quickly, please, verse 19. Thank you, Lord. Can you find verse 19, please? Everybody read one to go. And there was no more war in the 5 and the 30. So for 35 years, when they kept their part of the deal, things was restful. So you see, it's for life. When you shift your commitment, unrest step in. When you stay there with God, your Prince of Peace is there with you. Rise up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Jesus. I saw this song and we used to sing it in the old days. I want to sing it in this service as we pray. He said, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. I will seek to honor his command. Media, if you can put that on the screen. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. They went into covenant. Lord, you are the priority. I'm no longer number one. You are number one. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I want every member of this church to pledge allegiance. It's the secret of all unrest. If they didn't do it, they would have been troubled. As they did it, God brought them to rest. Somebody say, believe in amen. Do you know a choir? Please, if you know, just sing it. And as you are standing, meditate. Just the first verse. They put it on. Please, you can put the whole thing on the screen. The whole thing. So
that people will see it and they can connect with it. Let's go. Thank you, Jesus.
I pledge.
I want you to settle down with that song as it's been sung. This is the covenant they made. And everything changed.
Thank you, Jesus. All I am, I will seek to honor his commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. I will seek to honor his command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb.
Sing it two more times.
I pledge allegiance to you, with all my strength, with all I am, I will seek to honor his command. I pledge allegiance.
Sing it one more time. I pledge allegiance
to the Lamb. With all my strength, with all I am, I will seek to honor his name. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb.
I want you to lift up your voice wherever you are. One of the things God is doing in this service is, am I your God or you have become the God of yourself? Everyone lift up your voice wherever you are and begin to pray to God. Lord, I renew my covenant to serve you today. I renew my covenant.
Lord, I give you my heart. Give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I will.
Lord, have your way.
Lord, have your way.
Lord, I give you my life.
It's a very special service. God is asking you, do I have a first place in your heart?
I'm gonna live for you.
Do I have your heart? Do I have your soul? Do I have your money? Do I have your pockets? Oh, you are full of yourself. The only way you can come to a covenant of rest is when you give me the first place. Sing it again. Lord, I give you my heart.
You
can lift up your hands and mean what you are saying. Turn the song to prayers.
Every moment I'm away.
Oh, will you have your way?
Lord, have your way.
Hold on to that now. Very quickly, we are going to sing that song two more times. If you are in this service, you have not given your life to Christ. That is the first place. As we are singing that song, I want you to solemnly come to the altar. I want to pray for you. I can tell you the truth, my brother. God can give you rest roundabout. But you need to allow Jesus come into your heart. Wherever you are, it's not too far, it's not too close. Just get down to the altar. We are going to pray for you and your life will never remain the same again. While we are singing that song, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. Two more time again. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
give you my heart. I give you my soul.
Nowhere is too far. Please, I'm waiting for you on the altar. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Please come. Please come. Please come. I want to rededicate my life to Christ. Wherever you are, take a bold step and come towards the altar. Take it one more time. Everyone, wherever you may be, just in a moment, waiting for you on the altar. Everyone, place your right hand on your chest right now. And in your own words, wherever you are, I want you to talk to God. Lord, I'm in total surrender. I'm renewing my covenant to serve you all the days of my life today. And as I do, bring me to a place of all-round rest. Bring me to a place of all-round rest. Lord, give me the grace to serve you as a priority. I bring down every idol in my heart. The idol of my career, the idol of my business, the idol of my children, the idol of material things, all the excuses I used to give, I bring it down. And as I serve you from today, bring me to a place of all-round rest. Rest in my family, rest in my finance, rest in my career, rest in my health, rest in immigration, rest everywhere. Pray that prayer for yourself. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I said, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Believe in me, church, open your eyes. Sometimes, it's not every time church finish with excitement. Sometimes church need to finish with solemn moment. People need to go back and reflect. God is not difficult. It is our hardened heart that have made our life difficult. If you can give God a first place in your life and in every area, let God come first, not money. Let God come first, not people. Some of you, when you have issues, the first people you speak to is family and everyone except God. Then when you now come to God, you are telling God what you want to do, not what God is telling you to do. And yet you fall into a problem, you will still blame God. It's the reason for most calamities. But from today, a new turn. As if from today in a new turn. From today a new change. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Take your
seat. We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.